Open your heart to meditation. Find a quiet place to sit comfortably. You may sit or relax on a lounge chair, but don't go all the way back. We want you to stay awake. If you are sitting, which is preferable, make sure your legs are not crossed and your ankles are not crossed, nor your arms crossed. You may hold your hands any way that makes you happy. If you don't have a preferred way to hold your hands, place your hands on your lap with your palms up and your back straight in your chair. As you keep your eyes closed, I want you to stay with me while I count backwards from 10 to 1. We are going to drop into a lovely, deep, sweet place, a place of love and peace. Let's start with 10. Think about everyone you love, everyone you care about, and that's a 10. Your 10 includes everything about life that makes you happy. These are your blessings that you have in your life. Take a moment and think of them. Now we move down to level 9. At 9, I want you to think about a pet you may have had, or perhaps a friend had a pet that you felt close to. You could also think of an infant. Let it be a little one who is incapable of saying, "I love you," but you can feel the love that you have for them. It could even be a connection you have or have had in a dolphin swim or some other wild animal encounter. Now, let's move to level 8. Drop down into this feeling of the love you have always wanted from your parents, and know that no matter what they did the best they could, and now you are giving them permission to give you the love you have always wanted. They really do love you more than you can imagine. And they are so very proud of you. Even if it's not true in the physical, make it true in your heart. Now, let's drop into level 7. We are going to go into a place of introspection, where you look at aspects of yourself. Maybe you have a nice smile or nice eyes. Maybe you have a great laugh. Maybe you're very clever with your hands. Maybe you're a very good writer or artist or musician. Think about what you like about you. Let it make you feel strong and secure. As we drop down into each level, things get quieter and smoother. The body is becoming calmer and more relaxed. Now let's drop into level 6. Think about how you like to look after others and how good it makes you feel when someone tells you they are well cared for by you. Think of someone you have helped, someone who appreciated the help you gave them. Let it remind you of what a good nurturer you are. Next, we will drop into level 5. Think about some beautiful piece of music. That will make you really happy. Just naming this music could make you happy. Knowing that you really love it. Knowing you could listen to it anytime you want. It will help you move and shift. Now, going deeper, we drop into level 4, where you know that you know how things work, and you know how to look after yourself, how to make sure you're okay, how to be safe, whether it's climbing into a sweet bed at night, whether it is knowing how to fix a meal, or repairing something, how to make order out of chaos. You know in your heart you can do these things. Take a moment and think about that. Gently, we ease into level 3. This part is really special as you are tuning into the family and friends that you care about. These people are your real family, your divine family. I call them your spirit family. They can be people that you are not related to. They can be people who are physically close or far away, but they are your kindred souls. And your sharing with them makes you feel valuable and special. Now, let's drop even lower into level 2. Getting really low and deep and relaxed. As you think about unconditional love, there may be one person in your life that you really love. They may or may not be with you now, but you know what that love is, and you know what it is like to be loved, and you know what it feels like to be loved. And if you've never had that in this life, we now ask God in this moment to show you how much you are loved. Dear God, show me how much I am loved. Soak that in. We now drop into level 1. This is the place where we know we are one with God. And even if you have no reason to believe it, allow it to be true for just this moment. Let it be true for you. And if you were God, and if you are God, you would love you. Now, I ask you to turn your attention to your heart. As you focus on your heart, allow your heart to open, and a door inside your heart. There is an upper chamber and a lower chamber. Both are very inviting. You choose to go to the lower chamber, which represents unconditional love for all humanity. As you tune to that, you begin to realize, you begin to feel how special everyone is. I am loved. If you forget, even if there are moments that you really don't care about someone or don't care about their behaviors, you can feel that you really love everyone. And you think to yourself, wow, that is pretty amazing. Now, you come up the stairs from that chamber with a renewed sense of love and appreciation for all of life. Now, you go into the upper chamber, which is the love we hold for a significant other and for the divine self. And we allow that to be the higher self. And then in a flash, the minute you think about your higher self, your attention is drawn to your chronic tube. This is your central column that runs from the perineum to your crown chakra. Put your awareness starting at your heart and moving upwards to your throat chakra, your third eye, past your crown chakra, to above your eighth chakra. Your upper chakras serve as the portal to your higher self. Your higher self is known in the spiritual literature as your storehouse in heaven, or the treasury of everything you have acquired in all of your lifetimes. Suddenly you are standing before a beautiful chair. In the chair is a magnificent being that looks remarkably like you. And you catch yourself asking, "Who is that?" And we give you the obvious answer. It is you. It is you who knows who you really are. This unlimited you, with complete freedom, knows limitlessness, knows the love of God of all time. And this other version of you says, "I am your cosmic double. I am your cosmic double." You ask, what does that mean? The magnificent you says, it means that I am the same as you, just a little more cosmic than you. At this point, you get that awareness and you invite your new friend, your cosmic double, your higher self, to join you. You say, "I have opened up my heart. I have cleared the path. I am inviting you to come and live in my heart. I've cleared my 3D body. Your higher self responds, "I have been waiting for this invitation. I am so ready." And in a flash, the two of you are back in your heart. And the presence of your higher self in your heart causes your heart to expand energetically. And it now has a golden glow that was not there before. So you say to your higher self, "I really want to improve my connection with you." Your higher self responds, "Well, you already have a pretty good connection. You have been doing pretty well with this. Your answer is thank you, but I want to make it even better." So no matter where you are at on this continuum, you can always improve it. You say to your higher self, "I am grateful for what we have, but I truly am ready to take it to the next level." Your higher self says, "Well, I asked because I wanted to make sure you were ready. And if you only took it to the level you are at now, it might hold you back from the future. But because you are ready now and have been asking, and that you care where you are at by saying, I want to go further." This is where the work of you and your higher self begins. So say after me, "I ask my higher self to show me, to remind me of this work, of this prayer daily. I ask my higher self to handle the details, and I will show up and do my part. I will show up and do my part. Now, thank your higher self for being with you in this moment, and know that your higher self will stay with you for about 24 hours. So you will want to invite your higher self into your heart again and again, and bring your higher self into your heart every single day. Every invitation will last for 24 hours. As we bring ourselves out of this deep, relaxed state, I want to count up to 10. 1. Take a moment and think of your higher self. You and your higher self are one. 2. Know that you, in your 3D body, in the living world, and your higher self are now partners in process. 3. Understand that the three of you, your higher self, you, and God, make a great team. 4. As you follow this easy-to-understand meditation, you will discover divine order in everything. 5. Notice that it is easier to notice what you are thinking and how you are communicating, and your language can shift and change. 6. When you are suffering, consider reaching out to help someone else. Your pain will lessen and will give both of you a lift and a greater feeling of love. 7. When you are alone, give yourself the gift of time to read a book. It won't matter what you read. Take a book from your shelf, opening it randomly, and discover what you will learn. 8. You are the leader of you. You carry full responsibility for you. You have a myriad of helpers and servants from God in your angels and guides that support you. 9. Remember that the divinity of God moves through you no matter what. No matter what. And you can bring it forward in everything you do. 10. You are a 10. You are a 10. Take a moment, gather yourself, open your eyes, and allow your new normal to show up.